Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. It's been nearly 6 years since the beginning of the Iraq War, and remember, shortly after Baghdad fell, Iraq's National Museum was looted. 15,000 artifacts were stolen. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's response at the time, stuff happens. Well, the museum reopened yesterday. Angela Schuster is co-editor of the book, The Looting of the Iraq Museum Baghdad, The Lost Legacy of Ancient Mesopotamia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So the museum reopened yesterday. What's in it?
Basically, a lot of the, I guess I could say, the more monumental pieces, a lot of the winged bulls that had been, you know, were hard to loot in the first place. I mean, they were heavily damaged in 2003. Some of the things that were recovered early on or shortly after the looting are on view at this point.
And there are still thousands of missing artifacts, I understand.
At best guess, the range is there were 15,000 artifacts taken, or that was the best estimate. So as much as we can tell, I think there's something between 7 to 11,000 artifacts that are still unaccounted for.
Where could they be?
Basically, in the art market. I'm not sure how many of them are exactly for sale at this point. I think there are a number of artifacts that are almost too well known to sell or to sell to anyone, you know, like a, you know, a prominent museum. For instance, the Nimrud ivories are unlikely to be, you know, publicly available for sale.
What are the Nimrud ivories?
The Nimrud ivories, it's a series of, they're very small, beautifully carved ivories from the 9th century BC, from the site of Nimrud. Probably the most famous is something called the lioness attacking, I guess it's a young man. They were gilded or leafed with gold leaf and in many cases painted. They're just beautiful pieces.
So they're in private hands somewhere?
I would say they're in private hands. They're probably still in dealer hands. Dealers have more patience than I think people give them credit for. This stuff is going to be pretty slow to surface, and I think it's going to surface in pretty exclusive circles in terms of the people that collect them and why they would want to collect various objects.
So in addition to the museum, there was also some pillaging of archaeological sites.
I think the big problem is the looting, and it is still continuing, particularly in the south. There have been sites such as the Sumerian city of Uma, 2500 BC, and I mean, it looks like a lunar surface. And the problem there is we don't know what was at that site. We can guess stylistically. We can guess based on earlier artifacts excavated there, you know, what the site might have had, but it's hard to report an object stolen when you don't have a photo of it or know how many were there.
So, meanwhile, the Iraqi Museum is open now. Does that give a greater impetus on the part of the Iraqi government to preserve the archaeological heritage and make sure more of these antiquities aren't looted?
I would say in many ways it does. I think perhaps more important, you know, the one thing about the Iraq Museum, what set it apart probably more than anything is it's not just a regional museum about a regional culture. It really was a museum about our becoming civilized human beings, if we are indeed civilized at this point. You know, really took in one building, showcased our heritage from literally our living in caves as Neanderthals or our relatives who were living in caves as Neanderthals all the way through the first sort of codification of civil behavior. And I think, you know, it's important that Iraq put this back together as just sort of a milestone in its rebuilding. But I think it's also important that sort of the whole world look to this is reestablishing it, because it really, it's a place that we all have some connection to.
Angela Schuster is the co-editor of the book, The Looting of the Iraq Museum, Baghdad, The Lost Legacy of Ancient Mesopotamia.